1 Samuel chapter 3, starting at verse 1. The boy Samuel ministered for the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of the Lord was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call, go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call, go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle. And at that time I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May the Lord deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord had continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And Samuel's word came to all Israel.
Thank you, Olive. And you're again very welcome this morning, each and every one of you. It's lovely to see you out this morning. And we're again turning to the Lord's word, 1 Samuel chapter 3 this morning. And Annabelle has already introduced us to listening and hearing God's word. Thank you very much. And that song, "Here I Am, Lord," that all fits in beautifully with our theme this morning of the Lord calling of Samuel. Lord, we pray that you'd help us as we open your word. Lord, speak to our hearts. Not my voice, but your voice, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, we had that two bookends of how Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In this next section then, from chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 1, we have two kind of contrasting bookends. In chapter 3, verse 1, we're told that the word of the Lord was rare. And then in chapter 4, verse 1, we read that Samuel's words came to all Israel. So it was not rare. So in verse 1, rare. And then towards the end of the chapter, the Lord was continually speaking to Samuel, and he was passing it on to his people. So we move on from hardly any communication from God to his people, the children of Israel, to God regularly speaking to his people through Samuel. In chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "The Lord let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground." None were wasted. They were all spoken out. In verse 20, he says, "And all Israel recognized that Samuel was confirmed or attested as a promise of a prophet of the Lord." And in verse 21, we read, "The Lord continued to appear and revealed himself to Samuel through his word." It wasn't just once, it was continual. And 4, verse 1, "And Samuel's word came to all Israel." All Israel got to hear of what Samuel had to say, because it wasn't what Samuel was saying, but it was what the Lord was saying. Samuel was going to be God's mouthpiece to Israel, speaking God's word to God's people. And when Samuel spoke, the people listened, because they knew His words came from God himself. Here's a brief outline of what we're going to look at this morning. In this chapter 3, there'll be a listening ear, verses 4 to 9, an obedient will, verses 10 to 14, a humble heart, verses 15 to 18, and a godly walk, verses 19 to 21. As we consider verses 1 to 3, we get the backdrop to what's happening here. God had spoken directly to Moses and to Joshua, but in the 300 years of the rule by the judges, communication from God became very rare. By Eli's time, there were very few words or visions from God, we read in verse 1. The silence of God was the judgment of God. The so-called spiritual leaders, priests like Hophni and Phinehas, Eli's two sons, were corrupt, as we have seen from the previous chapter, which Luke took us through last week. And where do we find the boy Samuel? He is ministering before the Lord under Eli. And at this time, Samuel may have been around 12 years old, though we aren't told. Anyone here around 12, 13 years old? Hands up. Yes, see one or two. Yeah, could have been you. So the scripture do tell us that it was a boy, the boy Samuel. And in the middle of the night, Eli was lying in his usual place, and Samuel was lying down in another part of the house of the Lord, the tabernacle, near where the Ark of God was, but not actually in the same room. And the Ark of God, that contained the tablets of the of stone, of which the covenant of God was written. And this reminded the people of Israel that of God's promises that he had made to God's chosen people that bound them intricately together. The ark was kept in the most holy place, the innermost room of the tabernacle, where the high priest could only enter once a year. In front of the most holy place was the holy place, a small room where other sacred furniture was kept, the altar of incense, the bread of the presence, and the lampstand, which was the lamp of God, the seven-branched golden candlestick that in verse 3 we read had not yet gone out. And that lamp was a symbol of the light of God's truth given through his people Israel. Here we read that the lamp had not yet gone out. It was burning dimly at this time. And God's priest, Eli, was barely able to see. The nation of Israel was in a poor spiritual condition. The ark was there containing the law of God, but the law was not being obeyed by God's very own people. And this is the setting we come to here this morning. In our text, God's word is rare, the light is fading, and God's high priest can hardly see. Yet into this hopeless looking situation, God breaks through. Today in our time, maybe we can also feel like this, that society is going and the way it's going and people don't seem to have any time for God. The world is becoming more and more anti-God. It is more and more godless, this world that we live in. Well, this is the way it was here in the time of 1 Samuel chapter 3. It reminds us that God doesn't give up. He will not remain silent. He has his children where he has placed them, and he's put you and I here for a purpose. Let's look at our four headings as we make our way through this chapter. Samuel had a listening ear, verses 4 to 9. The Lord spoke to Samuel, calling him by name, how many times? Four times. Four separate times in verse 3, 6, 8, and 10. And on the first three occasions, Samuel thought it was Eli calling him. And each time, Samuel had a listening ear and an immediate response. This was the first time that the Lord we know of had spoken to Samuel. So he'd never heard God's call before, and he didn't recognize his voice. Each of the first three times, Samuel gets up and runs into Eli and says the same thing. Here I am. You called me. And each time Eli responds, twice anyway, that he did not call Samuel and that he was to go back and lie down. In verses 4 to 10, this verb call occurs 11 times. Call or calling or called. Four times the Lord calls Samuel by name. And the Lord shows his patience and Samuel shows his obedience and immediate response here in these verses. In verse 7, we see why Samuel didn't recognize the Lord's call. It says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. This contrasts with Eli's sons in chapter 2, verse 12, where Hophni and Phinehas had no regard for the Lord. Samuel knew the written word of God, as they'd have had it back then. But he didn't yet know the God of the Word. He knew the Word of God, but he as yet didn't know the God of the Word. God hadn't revealed himself to Samuel yet. Samuel was soon to know the Lord and have a relationship with him. He would hear his voice many times during his lifetime. Samuel was to become a judge, a prophet, a priest, and a counselor who was going to lead Israel for over 40 years. Samuel was God's man at this turning point in the history of Israel. As the children of God transitioned from the period of the judges to their first in a succession of kings, and the first two, Saul and David, were both anointed by Samuel as a prophet. God worked through Samuel because Samuel was willing to be God's servant. He was obedient and trusted in God. He became dedicated to the Lord. Eli's sons rebelled against the Lord, but Samuel ministered before the Lord. Eli's sons didn't take any heed of Samuel's advice or correction, yet Samuel obeyed Eli's words to him, and he was ready to hear what the Lord was going to say to him. After that third time of Samuel running into Eli and saying, "Here I am, you called me," Eli realizes that it was the Lord calling Samuel, and he instructs Samuel what to do if he calls you. He is to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." It must have been hard for Eli to realize that as the high priest, he was being bypassed by God. God was calling this boy Samuel, and he was going to speak to him instead. That must have been hard to take. So Samuel goes back to bed, and I'd say there wasn't much sleeping. The Lord came and stood there and called Samuel's name twice this time. Then Samuel replied, as Eli had instructed him, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Did you notice that Samuel didn't use the exact wording Eli asked him to say? He left out one word. He left out the word Lord. Eli said to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." But Samuel said, "Speak, your servant is listening." Maybe Samuel left out the word Lord because he didn't yet know the Lord. He wasn't his Lord yet. But yet he was willing to speak to him. Can I ask you this morning, do you know the Lord? Has the Lord revealed himself to you? The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:13 that those who seek the Lord will find him if they search for him with all their heart. If you haven't found the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I urge you this very day to seek for him. Reach out to him with all your heart. He wants to be your friend and your Savior today. Or maybe Samuel had a solemn awe and reverence in hearing the voice of God calling, and that Samuel, and he dared not call him Lord in his reply for being summoned by the Almighty Creator God. Even so, Samuel had a listening ear and an open heart to hear from the Lord and what he had to say to him. He was the Lord's servant, and he was listening to the Lord. The Lord speaks to us, and we need to have that same attitude of heart, don't we? As we daily read God's word, as we are saying in our hearts, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," as we turn to his word. Or as a person steps up to preach on a Sunday morning here in Westside, do I say in my mind and heart, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening"? Are you listening today? The obedient one listening, and also the attitude of our hearts as the Lord's servant. Often our attitude can be, "What are you going to do for me?" rather than, "What can I do for you? How can I serve you, Lord, today?" We need to have that listening ear like Samuel and that servant heart. But having considered Samuel and us, how may these verses reveal our God? What scripture reveals about God usually helps us see also how it applies to each one of us. What do these verses reveal to us about the character of the Lord? Well, we see the kindness and gentleness of the Lord. God is patient and gentle with Samuel. He calls him four times. He is patient and gentle in his dealings with him. And Samuel's first encounter with the Lord. And we should have the same mindset as believers as our Lord. Let us be sure that we have a listening ear, ready to hear as God speaks to us. Moving on to Samuel's obedient will in verses 10 to 14. Samuel obeyed Eli each time to the letter and had gone back to his bed. The Lord called Samuel a fourth time, calling out his name twice, notice, rather than just once, and standing near him this time. And Samuel was ready to listen to the Lord. Speak, your servant is listening. This wasn't a dream or a vision. This was reality of the actual presence of the Lord. Samuel was obedient to Eli first, but also he was obedient to the Lord. He was going to obey the Lord and listen to what the Lord had to say. Samuel had that listening ear, but that obedient will. And you know, it was a very difficult message from the Lord, and a hard one for a young lad like Samuel to bear. As far as we know, Samuel didn't know about the message that was given in chapter 2. We aren't told that Eli had already received from the man of God. The message that the Lord spoke to Samuel was going to make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. That's going to be some message, wasn't it? The Lord will judge the house of Eli because of the sin that he knew of. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were blaspheming God and had failed to restrain them. He had failed to restrain them, we are told in verse 13. Their sins were deliberate and defiant. They had defiled themselves and their positions as priests. The Lord had been patient towards the house of Eli, but they hadn't repented and turned away from their sins. They continued in their evil deeds, and now it was too late. Samuel had an obedient will to listen to the Lord. He said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Thirdly, we think about Samuel's humble heart in verses 15 to 18. See here how many times Samuel says, "Here I am," in our text this morning. Four times he says to Eli, "Here I am." He is humble, patient, and respectful in all his dealings as he ministered before the Lord under Eli the priest, day and night. Samuel had received this hard and difficult message from the Lord concerning Eli and his family, and yet he was up and at it early the next morning, doing his daily tasks around the tabernacle. He didn't say a word to anyone until Eli called him and commanded him to tell him what the Lord had said to him during the night. You know, Eli must have known what the Lord had called Samuel to say and what had taken place. He knew that the Lord had been calling him. And you wonder if either of them had much sleep that night. Young Samuel with the message of judgment he had received from the Lord, and elderly Eli having already heard the news of judgment from the man of God back in chapter 2. Samuel obediently but humbly related all the judgments the Lord told him that would happen to the household of Eli. Verse 18 tells us that he held nothing back. This only confirmed all that the man of God had said to Eli in chapter 2. The true prophet, the true man of God, must speak the word of the Lord. Truth must come out. God's word is truth. Jesus repeats this in John 17:17 when he says, "Your word is truth," to his father in that prayer. Even these words of judgment, this ear-tingling message, Samuel knew that he had to tell it to Eli, difficult though it was for the young lad. Samuel's humility is shown in all this. He is starting out as God's humble prophet and being completely obedient in how he handled the word of God. And as we handle God's word, we can't just stick to the parts that make us feel good. We also need to tell what God's word says about sin and about judgment. Or we neglect to tell the whole story. Just like Samuel, we need to hide nothing that God says in his word. God's word brings comfort to the afflicted, but God's word also will afflict the comfortable. God's word brings comfort to the afflicted, but it also will inflict the comfortable. Samuel had a humble heart, and Eli would have seen this in Samuel. All that Samuel said to Eli, Eli took as the word of the Lord. Eli knew that Samuel hadn't added anything to it or taken anything away from it. And fourthly, then, and lastly, we think of Samuel's godly walk in verses 19 to 21. It says, "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground." Verse 19. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord in verse 20. From the very north of Israel to the very south, in other words, the entire nation of Israel, Samuel was known as the Lord's prophet. What would that be like in Ireland? That'd be like from Malinhead to Mizenhead. All of Ireland would have known. All of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was God's prophet. He didn't stop there. In verse 21, it tells us that the Lord continued to appear at Shiloh. And there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Shiloh was the central sanctuary tabernacle site for 3 centuries after the conquest of Canaan by God's people. The Ark of the Covenant remained there until it was captured by the Philistines, and the tabernacle and the city of Shiloh were destroyed. More of that coming up soon. Then in verse 1a we read of chapter 4, and Samuel's word came to all Israel. These were God's word to Israel, spoken through his prophet Samuel. Verse 19 says, the Lord was with him. And the people of Israel knew this. All the words that Samuel passed on to the people from God came to be. They didn't fail. He was confirmed or attested as a prophet of the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6, just a little later on in the book, it says of Samuel, look, in this town there is a man of God. He is highly respected, and everything he says comes true. He was God's man, God's mouthpiece to the nation of Israel. He was a godly boy who became a godly man and was recognized by all Israel as such. The Lord was with Samuel. I trust this morning in our relationship with God that the same can be said of each one of us, that we have a godly walk with the Lord. We strive to be more like the Lord Jesus in our walk and in our talk, as we grow in him as his children, having put our faith and trust in him who is the Lord. As we listen to him, as we read his precious word, like Samuel of old, may we be able to echo the hymn writer who said, Master, speak, thy servant heareth, waiting for thy gracious word, longing for thy voice that cheereth, Master, let it now be heard. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? We're going to stand together and sing that song. It's number 459. Thinking of these words that Samuel was instructed to say by Eli in our text today. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Number 459.